And I'd like now to welcome Diana Delling. She's with the Lenzic Center for Performing Arts, and she's often with us here speaking of the arts. Nice to have you.
Thanks. Good morning.
Good morning. So lots of stuff, as always, going on this weekend. And how are you liking the rain?
I'm liking it.
Me too.
I'm actually missing the sun, but I will go with I'm liking it because we need the rain.
Yes, indeed. So what's going on this weekend at the Lenzic?
First of all, we have something cool going on tonight. Tonight you have a chance to hear some of the most impressive high school performers I've ever heard or seen. We will have the year-end performance by students from the New Mexico School for the Arts. It's their Art Spring 2015 Gala tonight at 6 at the Lenzic. It'll feature dance, music, and theater. I've been hearing them perform or rehearse because I work at the Lenzic, so I've heard them during the day for the past couple of days, and they're just fantastic, really impressive. Especially for high school kids, and it's a benefit for the school's art and residential scholarship program. And tickets range from affordable to, they're all affordable, but if you pay a little extra, you can go to the gala after party at the El Dorado Hotel, which will feature food, drinks, and salsa from the band Son Como.
Son Como Son.
Wow, you know them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so if you want tickets to this, and please do, because it's really a great performance. Come to the Lenzic box office, call 988-1234, or visit ticketsantafe.org.
There is an event on Sunday, the 24th of May, called Between Fire and Ice, a Berlin Cabaret Concert. And Adrian Hahn is the performer. It's at 6:30 and again at 8:30 at the Cabaret Room at the Lodge right here in Santa Fe. And she's basically, Adrian Hahn is an international cabaret artist, and it should be quite a show. It's part of the Santa Fe Jewish Film Festival.
That looks really interesting. I've seen it written up around town.
Yeah, check out some of the write-ups on it, definitely.
Another one you may notice today is on the cover of Pasatiempo, the comedian Tig Notaro.
Yeah.
She will be at the Lenzic Thursday evening at 7, and she is really kind of big deal in the comedy world right now. She was on Rolling Stone's list of the 50 funniest people right now. She was nominated for a Grammy for her sophomore release, Live. Now, it's spelled L-I-V-E, so you might want to say live, but she's a recent cancer survivor and has talked about that a lot in her comedy. I don't know if she will in this current show, but she's someone Louis C.K. called one of the best performances in stand-up he's ever seen. So
that's
Thursday night.
That's saying a lot by Louis C.K.
Yeah, and I think get your tickets now. There are still many tickets available, but I think once people really hear more about it, they're going to be lining up.
Excellent. Theater Grotesco's performance of The Moment of Yes opened last night, and it's playing through June 7th at the Santa Fe Playhouse. You can call 505-474-8400 for more information and tickets. You can also go to theatergrotesco.org, and there's some pay what you wish tickets too. I love it when they do that. So definitely check it out. They just do a wonderful job.
Tonight another there's a good movie playing at an unusual place. It's at La Montanita Co-op. It is a screening of the documentary Cowspiracy. It's a feature-length environmental documentary by a filmmaker from San Francisco named Kip Anderson, and it's an investigation of animal agriculture and how that industry affects our planet through deforestation, water consumption, pollution, greenhouse gas production. I think you know a lot about this, Mary Charlotte. And you can come see it at the co-op tonight. For tickets or more information, call 984-2852.
Food Not Bombs is an organization that feeds homeless people and often gets in trouble for doing it. It's really an amazing thing. There's so many cities in the United States that have outlawed feeding the hungry. You can go to jail for feeding your neighbor, essentially, if that neighbor is hungry. It's just unbelievable.
I had no idea.
But Keith McHenry is a very courageous and really out there dude, and he started this. And they're having their 35th anniversary of Food Not Bombs. Their subtitle is Food is a Right, Not a Privilege. And that's in Taos on the plaza at noon tomorrow. And Keith McHenry will be there, and lots of good stuff, including, I'm just going to go ahead and guess, food.
I would hope so. The weather is looking better today, and that's good, because tonight at the Rail Yard, there is a free concert at 6 p.m. in Rail Yard Plaza. It'll feature the Australian singer-songwriter Ben Lee, along with our local singer-songwriter David Berkeley. I've heard David Berkeley many times, and he's great. I hear that Ben Lee is great. We had a bunch of concerts in the Rail Yard Plaza last weekend, and too much rain to enjoy them in their fullest, to your fullest capacity. But come on down to the Rail Yard Park tonight and hear David Berkeley. It starts at 6 p.m. and then after David comes Ben Lee.
And guess what, ladies and gentlemen out there in Radio Land, you're not allowed to complain about the rain. I'm sorry, you can't.
You can slap me right now.
I don't mean you. Well, I just mean, you know, if the concert is rained out, rain is more important than the concert,
you're
even
right.
If it's a great
you're
concert.
You're very right.
I got a note from the city that was mentioning that there's a GCCC Youth Outdoor Adventure Camp. You can get your kid outside this summer, and the city of Santa Fe Parks and Rec Division can help you do it. It's for kids ages 10 to 12, and the sessions start in June and go through July. They're one-week sessions. For more information, you can call Jason at 955-4006. You can go to ChavezCenter.com also for more information.
I've got another environmental food-related film. This one is playing this Wednesday at 6:45 at the Jean Cocteau. The name of the film is Growing Cities, and it's a documentary on topics of agricultural sustenance, urban expansion in the world. It's part of the Farmers Markets Institute's Movies That Matter series. And there's a little write-up in the Reporter about it this week. The Farmers Market series is great. I think it's all summer, maybe all year round, bringing us films, cool documentaries about environmental issues.
Yeah, very. They do a great, great series. So definitely check out. If you go to any of those Farmers Market films, you're bound for a very good experience. Now there's a student art exhibit opening tomorrow, Saturday, from 4 to 6 at Warehouse 21 from Dragonfly Art Studio. There will be appetizers and beverages and music by DJ Pepe Stilo, and it's on exhibit through the 14th of June, and it's students 6 through 9 who studied some very, very famous 20th century artists, and also students 10 through 14 who studied all kinds of art techniques. So basically, students ages 6 through 14, art exhibit at Warehouse 21. That should be cool.
Yeah. Native Treasures Indian Arts Festival is this weekend. It's the museum-quality Native American art show and sale with over 200 artists that takes place at the Santa Fe Convention Center. It's all day Saturday and all day Sunday. You can get your tickets at the door. It'll feature many Native American artists, of course. The featured artists this year are Terry Greaves and Kerry Atumbai. It'll also have people like Fritz Kasus, Victoria and Alexis Adams, Chris Youngblood, Yellow Man, many well-known and soon-to-be-discovered and well-loved Indian artists. So come on down to Santa Fe Convention Center. For more info, you can go to nativetreasures.org.
And The Radiance of the Dark is a short film on the groundbreaking work of Zen teacher Joan Sutherland Roshi, whose vision of awakening embraces endarkenment as well as enlightenment. So Annette Cantor Groenfeldt will be there performing a song meditation of wild music. There will be refreshments. It's free and open to the public, and it's Thursday, the 28th of May at 7 o'clock at the living room of the Munoz Waxman Gallery at the CCA. For more information, awakenedlife.org.
If you are planning on putting in a drip irrigation system this year, you might want to attend this workshop. It is the Drip Irrigation Design Workshop at the Rail Yard Park Community Room in the Rail Yard Park. It tells you all about what kind you might need, how you do it, what's involved, and they will have an expert named Robert Wood who will be on hand to tell you all about drip irrigation systems. It's free, and it's at 10 o'clock Saturday at 10 a.m. at 10 a.m., as I said, three times, at the Rail Yard Park.
Excellent. And the Santa Fe chapter of the Native Plant Society of New Mexico presents a free talk on Wednesday, the 27th of May, at 6:30 by Joran Veers, entitled The Tree Whisperer Is In. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, years of drought have stressed out even the best tended trees, and insect pests are taking advantage. So if you want to know more about bringing back your trees to health using a holistic approach, definitely check it out. Wednesday, May 27th at 6:30 at the Christ Lutheran Church at 1701 Arroyo Chamiso, which is located in the triangle of Old Pecos Trail, St. Michael's Drive, and Arroyo Chamiso. For more information, you can write to tom@thomasantonio.org or call 690-5105.
Monday, of course, is Memorial Day, and there's a special Memorial Day concert that's not on Memorial Day. It's a Memorial Week concert. It's Thursday, May 28th, with the Santa Fe Symphony will be performing at the Cathedral of St. Francis on the plaza. It'll be honoring those who have served in our armed forces with a community concert of uplifting and consoling music featuring many songs, including Vivaldi's Beloved Gloria, and it'll also have the symphony chorus. For tickets to the Santa Fe, actually, no tickets are required. It's admission is pay as you wish. So that's another reason to go and check out the great sounds of our Santa Fe Symphony. If you'd like more information, you can go to santafesymphony.org.
Excellent. And we're going to now give away a pair of tickets for Grammy-nominated comedian Tig Notaro, whom you talked about a few minutes ago. It's at the Lensic on Thursday, May 28th at 7 o'clock. She's been a regular guest on This American Life and Conan O'Brien. And as we talked about, she's super funny. And if you call right now, 428-1382, you can get a pair.
Call now.
Call now.
This one's on May 30th, so it's a little bit more, I guess it's next week. Chaos to Complexity, Creative Collaboration, is a community event at the Museum of Contemporary Native Arts. It's a collaboration between the Santa Fe Institute and the Museum of Contemporary Native Arts, and it'll explore the collaboration in art and science through a discussion with some scientists from the Santa Fe Institute and artist and composer Raven Chacon. It's moderated by Santa Fe Institute's Valerie Plame, and it is part of the Chaos to Complexity lectures that are presented in a series. For more information, you can go to santafe.edu, and do know this program is free with admission, but seating is limited, so get there early.
Definitely. Collected Works hosts Hearst Magazine's president of marketing, Michael Clinton, who's signing copies of his latest book, Closer, Seeing the World in Details. And his book is full of stunning photos and spreads that provide insight into various cultures from around the world. And it's about kind of stopping and paying attention to the everyday details that surround us. It's tonight at 6 o'clock at Collected Works Bookstore and Coffee House. It's free and open to the public, as are all of those book signings at Collected Works. Definitely a wonderful place if you've never been there. And also, tomorrow at the Santa Fe Farmers Market, best-selling author Terry Walters will be speaking and signing books from 9 until 12. Did we do that one already? The book is called Eat Clean, Live Well, and it has 175 seasonal recipes and provides a wealth of information for those looking to maintain a healthy and environmentally friendly lifestyle. So I think it's great to do that at the farmer's market.
Me too.
That's what it's all about over there.
I'm going to reach into the future and announce the Yes Men are coming back to the Lensic in a movie, presenting a movie called The Yes Men Are Revolting.
Which I just saw last night.
You did?
Yes. It's very, very good.
And maybe this is why you saw it. I'm not sure. It is a benefit for KSFR.
Mm-hmm.
It is on June 8th at 7 at the Lensic. So they are there. The Yes Men are there along with showing their new film, as I understand it. And latest movie, come on down and support KSFR and check out the Lensic. Proceeds do benefit this radio station. For more information, you can call 428-1379.
And by the way, there will be an interview with the Yes Men, I believe, next week. I'm not sure of the day yet, here on the Radio Cafe. They are environmental activists who do really out there, very, very funny work.
Kind of trickster activists,
activists. So they will put up websites that make themselves look like the Department of Energy, and then they'll be invited to give a talk, and the talk will say that the Department of Energy has decided to make fossil fuels illegal. And then it's on the news, and then the news will retract it. And it's basically bringing attention to the very, very serious problems that we are creating for ourselves and creating for people who had nothing to do with them in other countries. So they're awesome, and they've been doing it for a long time. And it's interesting because there have been a couple of movies made about them. And this one is very interesting because it kind of looks at what is it like to be doing this work year after year, decade after decade, and see the world continuing down a pretty scary path.
But
do you do that?
They're still pretty dedicated.
They're still pretty dedicated, but like one of them ended up getting married and having kids and dropping out for a while and coming back in. So it's worth seeing. It's not the same as the other movies that were made about them.
Oh, okay. And I see that this is the U.S. premiere for this movie.
Yes, indeed. So it's a very big deal.
Although you've seen it before.
Well,
the US
I saw it at home to screen it so that I could talk to them. But anyway, there is a Valles Caldera campout and eco cleanup at this national preserve. And I'm announcing it a week in advance so people can make plans, but it's next weekend, Friday through Monday, the 29th through 31st of May. Local conservationists are holding an excursion and on-site cleanup at the newly designated Valles Caldera National Preserve. It's Defenders of Wildlife and Los Amigos de Valles Caldera. For more information, you can RSVP to Michael by writing to mdax@defenders.org, or you can call Michael at 398-3309. That's 505-398-3309. And what a beautiful place. And it's worth going up there to do a cleanup just to see it, just to be there in that incredibly beautiful surrounding.
It's probably pretty green right now, too.
Yeah.
I would like to talk about a guitar workshop that's this weekend at the Candyman. It's designed to help people who do play guitar make your playing more comfortable and expressive, regardless of the style you play. And it's led by an award-winning Brazilian guitarist named Roberto Capocchi. He's performed all over Santa Fe, at the Lenzic, at the Opera. I just heard him at a special opening for the Drury Hotel a couple weekends ago. He is great at classical, Brazilian jazz, and steel string finger picking. And so this is a music education center class or talk at Candyman. For more information or to register, call 983-5906 or visit the Candyman's website.
Excellent.
And it's tomorrow. Did I say that? From 12 to 3.
Tomorrow from 12 to 3. At Gig Performance Space tomorrow, Saturday at 8 o'clock, I don't know how you pronounce it, but it looks like Brich America Collective will be playing, and they do what kind of music?
They're
do they
from
do?
It's France.
Music from France, from Brittany, France, and they all have names that I cannot even begin to pronounce. But they share their traditions of Breton dances, singing, and instrumental music. So for more information and to buy tickets, you can call 505-886-1251, and it's presented by AMP Concerts.
Do you have any cats of the week? Because I think...
I do.
Oh,
I have
good.
I have a cat
of the
week.
I want to do a dog.
Oh, good. And you want to put cats first? That's awfully kind of you.
I'm just being polite in your company.
Well, here is this week's featured cat is named Dink. Dink is very sweet. You can rename the cats if you want to, but you don't have to. Very, very sweet and social kitty. He seems to adapt well to new environments. He would do well in a home with other friendly cats. He has a grade 4 heart murmur, but no medications are required for him at this time. He's a handsome boy with a medium-length gray and white coat in a tuxedo pattern. He's a young kitty. They don't know his exact age. If you are interested in adopting Dink, call 316-2281 for more information. You can go to askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com or fandfnm.org. You can also visit the Kitties Weekly at Petco in Santa Fe. And let's see, Thursday through Sunday, 1 to 4, and at Tecatoo at Sambusco, first Saturdays from 10 to 2, and prosperous pets during store hours. So I have to say, my little dog, Honey, had a heart murmur, which was diagnosed very early, and she lived to be 15 years old. So having a kitty or a doggy with a heart murmur is not necessarily the end of the world.
And they're a little harder to place, maybe, so it's you're doing an extra good favor to the world and to the pet world when you take one in.
Yep.
I have a dog named Bo. I don't have a dog. I have a dog of the week to tell you about named
Boho. You have a dog, too.
I have a dog, too. But I don't have this dog. This dog is named Boho, and he's a mellow guy. He's a healer. He's absolutely beautiful. His eyes are so warm, and he's looking for a quiet, relaxed lifestyle. He's lived with a female healer for several years, but they're thinking he would prefer to be the only dog during his, maybe the second half of his life. But again, here's a really sweet, cute dog, really a good adoptee. Is he the adoptee? Yes.
Yes.
And
you, ladies and gentlemen, are the adopters.
Adopters, yes. And he's 7, so, you know, he needs an extra. A lot of people want puppies, is what I'm trying to say. So
yeah.
Have pity on the middle-aged and take a really great dog who still has lots of energy and spunk and love in him. And, oh, and if you want to get him, you can call the Santa Fe Animal Shelter or the Española Valley Humane Society.
I adopted once, without really meaning to, it just kind of showed up, but I adopted I think it was a 13-year-old dog when I got him. I didn't know
wow.
how old he was until later. He was an old dog. And it was two of the best years of my life and two of the best years of his life.
I'm sure it was for him.
Little old Dugan. We called him the Duganator. So I just got an email from David Geist at Geist Cabaret at Pronzo. And he quotes Winston Churchill, who was asked to cut arts funding in favor of the war effort. And Churchill replied, "If we cut arts funding, then what are we fighting for?"
That's a great quote.
David Geist will be at Geist Cabaret at Pronzo tonight and tomorrow from 6 to 9. For more information, 984-2645.
Can I mention something that's in 2 weeks at the Lensic? It's June 5th and 6th, the Friday and Saturday. It's the Santa Fe Musical Theater Festival. And I don't know if you've ever had Roy Rogerson on the show, but he is a fellow who lives in Santa Fe and has had much experience in musical theater. And he's putting on this festival for the second year where they present staged readings of 3 new musicals from around the country that are still being developed. So it gives you a chance to see how it works behind the scenes, how theater musicals are presented often in New York to funders, but this time to audience members who want to learn more about how things are developed and see something that could make the big stage in Broadway someday.
Very interesting.
Check out our Lensic website, lensic.org, ticketsantafe.org for tickets.
And by the way, the tickets for Tig Notaro are gone for our ticket giveaway, thanks to our callers for calling. At Marty's Meals tomorrow morning from 11 to noon, there is an event called Basics of a Natural Diet, presented by veterinarian Dr. D. Blanco, talking about natural diets, species appropriate for dogs and cats, the basic principles, benefits, and dispelling myths associated with different kinds of meats. And Marty's Meals is located at 1107 Penn Road, just off Cordova, between St. Francis and Cerrillos.
Come to the Lannan Foundation tonight to see a play called Grounded. It's a one-woman show starring Vanessa Rios Ibáñez. It is a one-woman show exploring the female fighter pilot who loves her job, but is, of course, as you can imagine, it has some unique challenges being a female in the fighter pilot world. This is at the Lannan Foundation's Meeting House tonight. For tickets, you can call 986-8160, and it starts at 7.
And by the way, I have heard that's sold out. So
oh,
definitely,
really? Okay.
Yeah, definitely call and check before you make your way down there, because we don't. Well, I'm not positive,
okay.
But we don't want you to make a trip for nothing. But if you can get tickets, it is a fantastic show. I saw Vanessa perform a rehearsal, and it just blew my mind wide open. It was so good.
Sounds really good.
Well, it's time to go.
Thanks
to our callers and ticket winners. Thanks to our listeners. Thanks to you, Diana Delling, who is with the Lenzic Performing Arts Center, Lenzic Center for Performing Arts, and is with us here many Fridays speaking of the arts. Just great to have you on the
Thanks
air, as
always. Thanks for having
me. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We are streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services, and thanks to our wonderful webmasters at Studio X. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe and on Twitter at Radio Cafe MC. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's fabulous news team. And after that, jazz. Ladies and gentlemen, have a wonderful weekend. And I think this is a really good weekend to go out and adopt a pet. What do you think, Diana?
I think so, too. We should go. Let's both adopt one.
Yeah, I only have three, so.
And I have a small apartment, but I would if I could.
Well, and to go out and see, we didn't even talk about the movies. Lots of good movies at the CCA and at the Screen and at the Jean Cocteau. So
and the Violet Crown.
And the Violet Crown. And just stay engaged in this absolutely wonderful town. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the rain. Hasta la vista.
Bye.
Ciao.